the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 4. This is letter number 1141, and this is dated the 22nd day of Menachem Av Toshin Dal Brukhan. Rebbe says, I'm writing an answer for your letter. For many reasons, my response has been delayed till now. You mentioned about something that took place with his wife, where she lived. And he's requesting from the Rebbe a way to correct it. Yes, they probably, maybe she wasn't clean at the time, they had intimacy, I don't know, it doesn't say clearly. So he's asking the Rebbe what to do as a tikkun, for correction. Number one, the Rebbe says, you shall separate for tzedakah three or two dollars, sloim, the Rebbe says, for Torah, for tzedakah for yourself, and also the same amount for your wife. It doesn't have to be all at once. And he can pay it a little bit at a time. And best would be if he can give it like 40 times. The amount of a selah, the Rebbe actually wants him to give a selah, those two or three sloim. The amount of a selah of Torah, you can find out by the amount that people give for a pidyon haben, which is five sloim. I mean, that's based upon, I guess, the korban needed to be a certain amount of sela, the value. I think that's the Rebbe's connection for two or three sloim. Number two, the Rebbe says you should put a very strong effort in the matter of shalom bayis, of peace in the home, between yourself and your wife, which means that you should be in total careful in this. And the Rebbe says, it's known what our sages says, that woman's mind is light, and a woman, her tears are more common. So the Rebbe says it's best that you should be the one who forgoes from your side. So in other words, you should give in. The Rebbe is telling the husband to give in, so to do, you know, like sheep, to please her, especially when we're talking about worldly matters. And if at all times our sages of blessed memory spoke about the greatness of Shalom Bayis, peace in the home, how much more so on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh? And we are all Erev Shabbos Kodesh after midday in the count of the years, because 6,000 years, we're up to now 5,000, so it's like, if you go by days, it's like after Shabbos, after midday already, so it's almost there, we're almost up to 6,000, finished 6,000 years, so we're up to after midday. Midday would be 500, but we're already 773 now, so we're already after Chatzos. Because the end of our Golus is close and the coming of Mashiach. Number three, you should certainly know that the Tikkuni Zohar is divided into 40 pieces, starting from Erev Rosh Chodesh El till Yom Kippur. So during these days, you say the shir that comes to every day and day. These days, meaning what? Meaning, I'm not sure. Maybe he means while he's giving the tzedakah, the 40 days. The Rebbe says also, number four, it's self-understood that till after Yom Kippur, you have to be careful, very careful, by observing the three shiurim, which are equal to all people, Chumash, Tilam, and Tanya, that were instituted by my father, the Rebbe. The Rebbe says, I can imagine that the biggest thing is that's going to be, the biggest challenge is going to be the Shalom Bayis, the point number two, the Rebbe says. Because it's known that peace is the greatest thing. The entire Torah is drachei darchei noyim chol nisrael sholim. Its ways are ways of pleasantness, and all of its passageway are with peace. Especially during this last galus, as our sages tell us in Talmud Yuma Tesamid Beis, the reason it's come for sinas chinam, it comes because of lack of peace. And as long as the closer we get to the end of the galus, the wrestling that comes from the other side is very strong, as far as not to allow to bring peace into the world. That's the main obstacle. And also between man and his wife below, which is similar to ish v'isha of above. But the Rebbe says, according to the camel is the load. And for sure, they give you the strength to overcome this test also. Look also the Kuntzei Chotzo. And through all these matters, so the Rebbe says, we're quotes from the Pasuk, that the sin will be removed, Chabasit, the sin will be forgiven. And especially, it's only a doubt, as it seems from his letter. It's proper to also give over the contents of this letter also to his wife, may she live, because I'm sure she's also upset from what happened. Hashem should marry them to notify good news, and all the above especially, and of his situation physically and spiritually and generally, as his request. I mentioned them on the gravesite with blessing.